Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear ASA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014, and this is Rakia Rocky Jones reporting. I am a member of Los Angeles Council 12, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. As we get closer to our annual vacation bidding, we have begun receiving questions on NEC Grievance 114. In January 2014, our NEC Grievance Committee filed NEC Grievance 114 when management unilaterally reduced vacation accrual in certain circumstances when a flight attendant has been an occupational leave of absence. This case is still pending a hearing with the System Board of Adjustment. If you are impacted, please provide the following specifics to your local council. Name, domicile, file number, effective dates of the occupational leave of absence, total vacation accrual to which you are entitled under the contract, total vacation accrual credited for 2014 and 2015 as listed in your vacation bid screen, total vacation reduction, and copies of vacation bid screen and work history entry documenting occupational leave of absence date. Accordingly, we will continue our efforts to have this case heard expeditiously. Please keep in mind that this case is one of a number of cases before the System Board of Adjustments. When more information is available, we will publish it through all of our regular channels of communication. If you have further questions, please contact your local council. We are all familiar with our contractual check-in times for the various aircraft we fly. Our responsibilities as flight attendants begin at the scheduled check-in time. During the first 5 minutes before you are to report to the designated location for briefing, it is your responsibility to check your United corporate email, including any must-read communications, along with any other tasks to be prepared for your ID. This includes preparing for your briefing if you are purser. If you are unable to complete these tasks in the allotted time, please notify your ASA local council and United. We have received reports that off-duty flight attendants have been volunteering and or asked to volunteer to board aircraft before the assigned flight attendants arrive at the gate. We have had previous conversations with management about this, and in a past sustained grievance, it was ruled that a flight attendant cannot be assigned to an ID for the purpose of completing pre-departure duties, which includes boarding. In addition, management must follow the order of assignment laid out in sections 9.I and 12.Q of our contract. Drafting a flight attendant except to cover FAA minimums is also a violation of our contract. We all must do what we can to defend our contract. This is flight attendant work. In short, don't volunteer. If you have any questions, please contact your local council. Today, after months of intense pressure from the airline industry, the United States Department of Transportation denied Norwegian Air International exemption request. Norwegian Air International has applied for both a foreign air carrier permit and an exemption, which a carrier may apply for, to cover the time during which their foreign air carrier permit application is pending. While we celebrate a small victory today, our work is not done, and we need to continue to urge the Department of Transportation to permanently reject Norwegian Air International's application for their foreign air carrier permit. While some countries may have already changed their policy to allow the use of personal electronic devices gate-to-gate, as of September 1, 2014, United's policy becomes effective and will begin allowing passengers to use their personal electronic device gate-to-gate in Canada, as well as in certain countries in Europe, Asia, Latin, and South America on September 8, 2014. The specific countries are planned to be listed in United's next in-flight service weekly. In the event you encounter difficulties or challenges from passengers as a result of the delayed implementation of this policy, report the problem by submitting an ISAP report. As flight attendants and safety professionals, we come in contact with an exceptional number of passengers daily while traveling all over the world. Reports of outbreaks of viruses and other infectious diseases continue to be highlighted in the media, such as the Ebola virus, chikungunya, and dengue fever. As always, our ASA MEC Health, Safety, and Security Committee, along with United Medical, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, and other World Health Organizations, continues to monitor health situations in our workplace, and we will report news as necessary. For more information on practical measures you can take to protect yourself, passengers, and your flying partners, please visit our MEC Safety, Health, and Security page, our recent Protect Yourself article, or you can also visit the CDC's Infection Control Guidelines for Cabin Crew Members on Commercial Aircraft. Fly safe and protect yourself. Today, the National Mediation Board certified the Association of Professional Flight Attendants as the sole union representing the combined flight attendant work group at the new American Airlines. Last year, an agreement between AFA and APFA was made along with coordinated filings with the federal government. The APFA will now represent all 24,000 members at the new American. AFA will continue to serve as a full partner in the negotiation process for a joint contract and will continue to enforce the current AFA contract. In a media release, APFA stated, quote, "The negotiating committee is now in its final days of bargaining. Their goal is to reach a tentative agreement on a joint contract that leads to industry, which would then be voted on by the combined membership. Failing that, the contract will be decided in binding arbitration," end quote. For 66 years, U.S. Airways flight attendants have played a major role in shaping our careers and building our collective power to successfully address issues that matter to flight attendants. Our sisters and brothers at U.S. Airways will always be a part of our union family, and we look forward to being together again in the future. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.